Hellman on cliffcentral.com.
I am because you are, a search for Ubuntu with permission to dream, curated by Usha C. Jarim, featuring some art from the Standard Bank Corporate Art Collection. And Usha, I really want to angle it in like this, that I don't think we give enough credit to our local art scene. Yes. And certainly I don't know if we give enough credit to the people that facilitate that arts sort of system, and the people that are making sure that 50, 60, 70, 80 years down the line, we have an art history, and that there is a sort of growing art community in South Africa, because you can tell largely about the state of a nation or the feel of a nation through what the artists are saying about a nation, which is why I think it's so fantastic that you've called this exhibition what it is. Let's just sort of take a step back. For someone that doesn't even know what an exhibition around something is, what it is to curate it, what goes into something like this, just break it down for me so we know what we're speaking about here.
Okay, so Standard Bank asked me to curate an exhibition for them using their corporate collection. Their collection spans over 1,200 works, over 250 artists. They have works from the 1600s, actually. They've got,
it's crazy, yeah.
I know, it's extensive, right? And my job as a curator is to use their entire collection, look at all these 1,200 plus works,
wow,
and to extract from that something that can create a story of some kind. And that's what I suppose a curator's job is. And within that, to also look at key pieces, beautiful works that have appealed to me, a kind of balance of more recent acquisitions, but also some of the older works. Linked to that, they also have a big educational program for schools, a catalog with texts by other academics and other people in the art world.
So tell me about day one on a project like this, and driving to Standard Bank and parking in the parking, and then you arrive and you go where and how and with who. And I mean, Google must be a very good friend of yours throughout this, because you're tracking like the whole, like down to the 1600s. So tell me about day one on something like this.
As a curator?
Yeah, as a curator of it.
Okay, so day one has got nothing to do with parking. It's got to do with looking at a digital database of all the works. Yeah, and making some sense of what's there.
It's quite a thing to distill down such a massive range of works and to get it to tell a story. Mm. And that's why I'm wondering how you even begin to build that narrative and to begin to build that story. How long has this process been for you?
It's about a year.
Yeah.
It's a long process. And just to explain, the reason why I can't park and go down and look at all the works is because the works are spread around the country.
Ah.
They're at all the Standard Bank's offices.
Huh.
And so that's why I have to look at this database. And then the reason also why it's taken a year is because once I've made my selection, they've got to source all these works from Cape Town and Pretoria and Rosebank and wherever.
And bring it all up.
And bring it all up.
And put the extra shipping insurance.
Of course. So to answer your question, for me, it wasn't so easy because it's so open.
Uh-huh.
My brief was not make a show about Ubuntu. My brief was create a show using our collection.
Yeah.
And my starting point was to look at where we are as a country. And I thought about 2018 is Nelson Mandela's centenary.
Yes.
He would have been 100 years old. We are celebrating 21 years of our constitution. We're 23, 24 years into our democracy. And where are we as a nation? And a question that came to my mind is, where is Ubuntu? And I think it had to do with the kind of political climate at the time, where there's a leadership that which is changing now, right?
As we speak, you never know. Like, it literally could be happening right now, yeah.
Exactly. So the question around a kind of human connection came up for me. And that was my starting point. And once I had that, to look at works that both speak to this theme, but also contradict it and create a narrative that's complex, that's not a linear kind of conversation, but a multi-layered one.
I'm going to ask a dumb question now, but I'm asking it because I'm interested to see how you phrase an answer to it. But what do you think the role of art and South African art is in uplifting us as a nation?
I think the role of art in any community, not just South Africa, is to be critical, to be reflective, to ask questions. And in South Africa, I think like any country, artists have a way of looking at the world almost with foresight, which is often overlooked. And I think that corporates and other people who support artists have a key role, which is often underplayed.
Absolutely. Let's distill the title of this exhibition. I Am Because You Are, A Search for Ubuntu with Permission to Dream. And if we break that down, what sits kind of at the DNA of what you're trying to express with this collection and this exhibition?
So I Am Because You Are is almost a definition of Ubuntu. Mm. And I'll speak about that just now. But in the curating of this, the questions that came up is, where is Ubuntu? And the exhibition almost, I don't know if it answers it, but it definitely articulates it. So I'm saying, let's reconnect to each other through these works. Or these works speak about how we can reconnect to each other. But also at the same time, we often are afraid to dream, afraid to have a vision. And I'm saying, it's okay. Let's have permission to dream. So something like Ubuntu may be idealized. And I'm saying, no, it's not idealized. It's okay to be idealistic. And I Am Because You Are speaks directly about a relationship between you and me. And what I would like to put forward is that relationship is intrinsic, and what I do affects who you are, and what you do affects who I am. So in a way, I'm almost taking away the ability to point fingers and the ability to blame. So if we have in our community, and however broad our community, however broadly we want to define that community, if there's something, somebody in that community who's doing something negative or who's a bit rotten, then collectively and individually, we have to take responsibility for that. And that takes away from us the ability to point fingers.
I mean, it's a beautiful message that sits at the root of it, and certainly it comes at a very interesting time. And it's a, I would imagine that this is a great time to be in general in art in South Africa, whether you are an artist, whether you're a curator, because there are so many stories to tell and there is so much change to evoke with the work that you do. And the harsh reality, I guess, and you can disagree with me, of art is that great art is like 90% of the time born out of like super difficult scenarios and difficult situations and sort of human tethering and kind of back and forth. How do we make sure that we take down the barriers to entry of art? And sometimes those are self-imposed. You know, people think, oh, I'm going to go to the Standard Bank Gallery. That's not the kind of place that I could go in, like my Converse sneakers in. There's a lot of esteem associated with art, which when I do go to the Standard Bank Gallery, is like it's non-existent. It's a it's a great environment and it's super cultured and that, but it's for everybody. It's not like it's for an elite group of people. So how do we begin to break down those barriers that I guess people actually impose on themselves? Because you think, oh, Standard Bank Art Gallery is not a place for me. Like, I go to the movies on a Saturday night and I'm at Cresta Shopping Center. Like, how do we begin to address that?
I think the problem is a systemic problem.
Yeah.
And I think it starts with education. We live in a culture where most galleries in South Africa, except maybe one or two museums in Cape Town, have a cost. Most galleries, most museums are free to go to. But I think a lot of people feel intimidated in these spaces.
Yeah.
So they look at the artwork on the wall and they don't understand it. And they feel like they're supposed to understand something specific. And because they don't, they maybe feel a bit stupid. When they don't realize that actually you're not understanding it is okay. Or your understanding of it is not necessarily wrong. And the way to change that, I'm not sure, because it's, as I said, it's a systemic problem. I think it starts with firstly making art more accessible. People also need to be able to go to these places, to take the plunge and just say, you know what, I'm just going to go look at the Standard Bank Gallery and see what's there. And they'll be surprised to know that they actually can make those connections. And in the curation of this show, I've tried very consciously to make the art quite accessible. There's a number of other elements that have been brought in that kind of make the narrative quite obvious. There's a few videos in the bottom room. There's some other text that has been brought in without being patronizing. Because that's also, as an artist and a curator, you don't want to patronize your audience. You don't want to assume that your audience can't think for themselves.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, the exhibition is free, which I think you're already doing a really fantastic job of making it accessible to everyone. And you're putting it on Trend. It's open on first Thursday evenings. Like, you're really getting in on that Instagram audience that are going to come there and snap the selfies. For you, why is it important on a sort of level of someone just being a South African that they engage with a series like this?
This show in particular speaks so much to being South African.
Yeah.
There's a room at the bottom which contextualizes South Africanness. There's a number of works which have kind of a nationalistic feel. There's a number of Nelson Mandela pieces. There's one piece.
Yeah, I saw in the book that you've just given me.
Yeah, there's some beautiful, beautiful works. There's a stick, a walking stick with Mandela on a leopard. That's just too gorgeous. But within that, the context of that room, there are works that speak of violence. There are works that speak of HIV/AIDS. There's a photograph of a rainbow, which references a rainbow nation. But at the bottom of the rainbow, there's a packet of Lay's chips. Mm. So there's a little bit of litter. And everywhere in this show, there's like, okay, I understand the story, but there's something that disrupts that narrative.
Mm.
And because the work, the exhibition is about Ubuntu, I think as South Africans at this point in our history, there is a call for a shared humanity, an extension of hospitality towards each other. And the exhibition is a reminder of that. So for me, I think as a South African, that's what I would hope people would take away from the show.
Well, I think it's fantastic. It is, like I said, running at the Standard Bank Gallery until the 31st of March 2018, and certainly in the Mandela Centenary year, and you spoke about some of the Mandela pieces. And while we have you here, we should also say that Usha did the official portrait for Nelson Mandela's funeral in December 2013. So certainly there's a very strong South African narrative that I think more and more people need to expose themselves to, and it's a positive one.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, that's the point of the whole thing, is to inspire, and certainly an exhibition like this is going to inspire people. So Usha, thank you so much for stopping by. It's the Standard Bank Gallery till the 31st of March. It is, of course, free, the entrance to the exhibition, and that's Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go check it out. Joining us there to tell us a little bit more about I Am Because You Are, A Search for Ubuntu with Permission to Dream, is Usha Sijarim, who is, of course, the curator of this. Usha, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Ari.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.